On this day, 15th July 1921, District Inspector Schott. A disturbance of the most deadly character prevailed over a wide area of the city for the entire day yesterday. The districts mainly affected were Ballymacarrot and the network of streets between North Queen Street and York Street, while many Catholic houses and establishments were wrecked. As it is, only one death was recorded, the victim being a girl of 14 named Margaret Webb. District Inspector McConnell, Glen Ravel Street Barracks, was shot by a Unionist sniper in Little George's Street. Melancholy procession of victims' funerals. The funerals of 11 of the victims of the weekend's disturbances in the city took place yesterday afternoon. The passing of the corteges to the respective burying grounds was marked by scenes of the most impressive character. The scenes on the Falls Road, as the remains of each victim followed close upon each other in a melancholy procession, have rarely, if ever, been witnessed in the city. De Valera and Lloyd George meet. The meeting of the British Prime Minister with Mr. De Valera took place at 10 Downing Street. A large crowd assembled to witness the arrival of the negotiators, and Sinn Féin flags were in evidence. Sash seizure prompts mob rule. Wild scenes of disorder, lasting for several hours, occurred in Cookstown, County Tyrone, on Tuesday night, when a fierce attack was launched in Orator Street, the principal Catholic quarter, by an orange mob. The trouble is said to have arisen over the snatching of a sash from an orange man by some irresponsible individuals, and despite the fact that the police and several leading citizens used their best endeavour to have the missing regalia restored, this did not satisfy the members of the mob, who proceeded to wreak their vengeance on unoffending citizens. Craig under attack at 12th. In the course of a vehement outburst at Clocker, County Tyrone, Mr. William Coote, MP, said Premier Sir James Craig, if he was to have the confidence of Ulster, must not soil his garments with Sinn Féin. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, as the IRAOC in County Antrim recorded, the truce was not observed by either side in the north. While nationalists rejoiced at its terms, loyalists saw it as undermining their new state. District Inspector J.J. McConnell, a Southern Catholic, records in his memoirs that the attack which left him seriously wounded was the third attempt by B specials to assassinate him that month.